Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Normally when we have a plus turnover ratio advantage, we win the football game. Kind of simple as that. Had a lot of opportunities yesterday. Started the game fairly strong. You know, jumping on the board right away. But, of course, we didn't finish. It's about how you finish, and we didn't finish strong. A lot of things happened in between. First off, offensively, we did a lot of good things. Offensive line, you know, we had different combinations that we've used here lately. But on the group that we had on the football field, hung in there. I don't know if we gave up the sack. I know we had great protection throughout. Opened up holes for the run. Jay Cutler was outstanding. You know, especially this time of the year, it really a lot of it goes on the quarterback. And he kept plays alive, mobile in the pocket, running the ball, just, great game by him. Brandon Marshall has been, pretty much Brandon Marshall every game he's played. And that's, teams know we're going to throw it to him and haven't been able to stop him. Our running game got going. You know, there's a lot of good things that we did, but offensively we didn't play better than their offense. It kind of comes down to that a little bit too. Fourth and short, need to be able to get the fourth and short. We had a couple of drop balls. Defensive side of the ball, starting the game off with a takeaway, the only takeaway, which isn't good. You know, we go in every game, hoping to get at least three. Feel like we need to get three, and we didn't. But from there, third downs weren't good. They were able to run the football against us, especially their quarterback. Account for a quarterback having, I think, over 70 yards. But then it came down to closing the game at the end. And, third downs, they kept drives going with the third down, the big fourth down play. There was a lot of plays. We had an opportunity throughout the game. Haven't played many defensive games like that at Soldier Field, and we won't play, hopefully anymore. Special team-wise, we knew we were going in playing a good returner, and we did a good job of holding him down. Robbie Gold did a good job. Potlish, the entire special teams group played about the way we needed them to. Injury-wise, we picked up, first off, guys from last week, Chris Spencer, it's getting better. Devin Hester and Alshon Jeffrey. Hopefully we'll have those guys available for us this week. Chris Conte was sick before the game and tried to go, but really couldn't. And, of course, we lost Earl Bennett, Tim Jennings, Urlacher with injuries throughout the game. We're evaluating them right now. Hopefully we can get some of them back. Don't know a lot more except for that. Big pitcher, 8-4, tied. For the league with the team up north. Three out of the four next games we have are against NFC opponent, but it's about this next NFC division opponent that we're playing, Minnesota. We're going to watch this video. A lot we'll learn from it. Hasn't been a great, 24-hour period for us, but we will bounce back, and we have to get ready for the Vikings. I wish I knew that. If I knew that, believe me, we would have done everything we possibly could to contain him. We contain most guys, but sometimes it happens like that. They're better than you on that day, and that's how it was yesterday. I thought we had good pressure last week. We didn't this week. So everything you guys are going to ask me about yesterday's game, yeah, you're right. Pass rush wasn't there. We didn't contain a quarterback the way we needed to. We didn't get off on third downs the way we needed to. We didn't take the ball away as much as we needed to. All those things I said earlier, you're right. Yesterday. No, I mean, you keep all plays open. We felt like we had a good – that play was a play that we wanted to run in that situation. Going into every game, we have a play and plays designed for every situation that could come up. That's the play we felt good about. We didn't execute as well as we needed to.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.